This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to this week's 6 Minute English. Joining me again this week is Neil. Hi, Neil.
Hello, Kate.
Well, Neil, I know you're quite a big music fan, so I wanted to start the programme today by asking you what you know about the TV singing talent shows that everyone seems to be talking about.
Well, I think you mean shows like The X Factor, Pop Idol and numerous others. They're basically singing competitions or talent shows, which are aired on TV. Talent shows are events where people compete to show how skilled they are in a particular area, and here it's singing. Many people who are aspiring pop stars or performers try to impress judges with their musical talent in the hope of getting a record deal, fame and fortune.
Yes, it seems there are a lot of people out there who want to be pop stars. But before we find out more, here's my question for this week. How old do you think is the oldest contestant to try auditioning for one of these shows? Was it A, 49 years old, B, 84 years old, or C, 101 years old?
Well, these shows, I think, rely on there being something very strange or unusual about the contestant. So I'm going to say 101.
OK, good guess. We'll check your answer at the end of the programme. So we know that TV singing talent shows are very popular. But what do you personally think of them, Neil?
Well, it's certainly a winning format. This expression means the pattern or structure of the show, which in this case is where people audition and the judges and audience voters gradually eliminate them until there's just one winner left. This works very well, so we can call it a winning format. But although many people seem to find it compelling viewing, I'm afraid I find the music too mainstream. It doesn't interest me at all. Mainstream means unoriginal, predictable, normal, and accepted by most people. The type of music I like, I'm afraid, doesn't really feature in these shows.
Well, the man behind one of these shows, The X Factor, is someone called Simon Cowell, and he has sold his winning format to more than 40 countries worldwide, including Denmark, Italy, Spain, Russia, Colombia and India.
Yes, he's been very successful. He's a judge on the actual shows, the owner of the format and the person who profits from the sales of the music after the show's ended. He's also well known for being incredibly rude to the contestants.
So let's now hear an example of how he speaks to people who are auditioning.
You can't sing. Not very good and incredibly annoying.
But I just think you should give us a chance.
But a chance to do what?
To improve.
Yeah, girls, we have weeks, not decades.
He is pretty rude, isn't he? Comments like this can be called put-downs. Or you can use this expression as a phrasal verb. You can put someone down, which means that you're rude to them and insult them as a person or their ability to do something. Not a very nice thing to do.
But now let's hear what one of his fellow producers, Pete Waterman, says about him.
He's got an ego, the biggest ego in the world. Simple as that. He's driven. He sees an opportunity and he's built it into the world's biggest format. Quite incredible.
He said he's got an ego. This is a way of describing someone with a good opinion of themselves, a great feeling of their own importance and ability. He also said he was driven, which means he's determined to achieve something or be successful in a certain area. And we heard that word format again. He said the show's the world's biggest format.
So what do you think is that drives Simon Cowell? Money, perhaps? The desire to make great music? Or maybe it's just down to artistic ambition? This means wanting to be successful in doing something creative. Let's hear what Pete Waterman says about this.
Artistic ambition? Give me a break. It's about being famous.
So it is all about being famous. The process isn't about creativity or originality. It's just about fame.
Well, that doesn't really surprise me, to be honest. Lots of people seem to want to be famous these days. But what about the winners' musical careers after the show has ended? Next, we're going to hear from someone else in the music industry, George Ergatoudis, head of music at BBC Radio 1. But before we listen, could you explain what a single and an album are?
Yes, a single is usually just one song, and an album is a collection of songs in any format.
So let's listen. Do the artists or singers go on to have long or fulfilling careers?
a lot of the artists that have come through his shows have pretty short-lived careers. You know, they have a bright moment following the show, perhaps two or three successful singles or a successful initial album, and then the story kind of starts to wane.
Well, they certainly don't go on to have long and fulfilling careers. He said their careers are pretty short-lived, which means they don't last long at all. He said they might have two or three successful singles or one album, but then the public interest in them begins to wane or decrease.
Well, this doesn't seem to stop people wanting to take part in the show and watch it. But we're nearly out of time, I'm afraid. So before we go, let's go over some of the vocabulary we've come across today. First of all, we had talent show.
Winning format.
Mainstream.
Put downs.
Ego.
Driven.
Single.
Album.
And short-lived career. And lastly, to the question I asked you earlier, what age was the oldest person to audition for The X Factor?
I said 101.
I'm afraid they weren't quite as old as that. The oldest person was actually 84, which is still quite good going. So that's all for today. Thanks for joining me, Neil. And until next time, goodbye.
Bye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.